Hello, I'm Dr. Ileana Arias, CDC's Principal Deputy Director. I'm pleased to speak with you today about CDC's recent Vital Signs report on cervical cancer prevention. Every year, 12,000 women get cervical cancer, and 4,000 women die from it. But women don't have to die of cervical cancer. We've seen incredible reductions in cervical cancer cases and deaths with the Pap test. And we now have additional screening and prevention tools, including testing for the human papillomavirus, or HPV, and the HPV vaccine. Together, cervical cancer screening and the HPV vaccine could prevent as many as 93% of all cervical cancers. Despite these important cancer prevention tools, in 2012, over 8 million women between the ages of 21 and 65 years of age reported not having cervical cancer screening in the previous 5 years of their lives. We also know that about 7 in 10 of these women had a regular health care provider and health insurance. In 2013, only 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 7 boys received the recommended 3 doses of the HPV vaccine. We can do better with both screening and vaccination by using any visit to a healthcare provider as an opportunity to discuss cervical cancer prevention and check patients' vaccination and screening status. As of 2012, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, the American Cancer Society, and the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology all agreed on when and how often to screen for cervical cancer. Routine screening should begin at age 21, even if the woman has had the HPV vaccine. Women ages 21 through 29 should be screened with the Pap test every 3 years. Women ages 30 to 65 have the option of either a Pap test every 3 years or a Pap test plus an HPV test every 5 years. Screening more frequently than this does not provide more protection, and routine screening is not recommended after the age of 65, given a history of normal screenings. Screening is not recommended for women who have had a hysterectomy with removal of the cervix and who do not have a history of high-grade precancerous lesions. It's important to remember that these recommendations are for routine screening. Some women may need a different screening schedule because of their health history or previous screening results. HPV vaccination is recommended for both boys and girls ages 11 to 12. Protection is greatest when they receive all doses as recommended before they're exposed to HPV. Girls ages 13 to 26 and boys ages 13 to 21 should get the vaccine if they did not receive it earlier. Preteens and teens are not getting HPV vaccination as often as other recommended vaccines, even though it's safe and effective. Fewer missed opportunities for vaccination against and screening for cervical cancer can help reduce the number of women suffering and dying from this highly preventable disease. Doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers can help women understand which screening tests are best for them and when to get them. Use any visit to check if patients are up to date with HPV vaccination and cervical cancer screening. Screen or refer all women as recommended at any visit. Make sure patients get their screening results and the right follow-up care quickly. Use reminder recall systems to help providers and patients remember when screening and HPV vaccination are due. And strongly recommend that preteens and teens get vaccinated against HPV when they receive their other adolescent vaccinations. The HPV vaccine is cancer prevention message resonates very strongly with parents. In addition, studies show that a strong recommendation from a healthcare provider is the single best predictor of vaccination. The bottom line? No woman should ever die from cervical cancer. Every visit to a provider is an opportunity to screen or make sure that women are getting screened, and that preteens and teens are getting vaccinated.